always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior, Don Christian, man, and I'm excited to be back again for yet another show on Yada the King Radio, man. And this time we're going to bring one of the newest voices to the holy hip-hop or gospel rhythm and praise genre. I'm going to ask her how she does it because she might even include pop. You know, we're going to talk to her about that, figure out where she fits in this music. But it's still gospel, man. So we're excited to have her on, man. I think the first time I heard her was on a track with Q-Heem. I think the song, I can't remember the name of the song, but they just knew my actions. And I'm not trying to sing. Yeah, I'm not trying to do no V-Rose singing. You did. But that song, I was like, man, Q-Heem, who is that? I actually called him up. I was like, man, how come you didn't put her name on the joint? And then later, we made sure that they took care of that, man. So V-Rose been doing the thing for the King for a little bit. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about dreams, man. Why are dreams important for us, even as believers? And also, what are some areas that dreams could even reflect our relationship with God or neglect our relationship with God? We're going to talk about that, man. And we're going to see what's really going on, man. I got a lot of new music, man, from the homie Victory. He sent me this new track called Super High. You guys need to go to his website and download this song, Super High. Just go to getvic.com. You can check it all out there. I see it's on Rapzilla right now. I see everybody's tweeting, yo, I got this song. Yo, I got this song. So don't be the only one that didn't get this song, man. It's a free download. He's giving it to y'all for free. But that's really what's up, man. V-Rose will be with us in just a hot second. I'm excited about this interview. We get to see another girl doing her thing for the King, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like we in short demand, but, you know, every now and then we try to get some of the ladies on to share their perspective and all of that. Also, man, I got to tell y'all, man, I was at SoCon's release party yesterday, man. It was a blessing. There was like about 600 people there, man, and 40 people gave their life to Christ, man. That's really what it's all about. And man, just make sure we're continuing to give people the gospel. Make sure we're doing these things where people have the chance to reflect to the King and everything that he's done in our lives. All right, so let's check this song out right now. Victory on Yada the King. The song is called Super High, or Super High, you know, however you want to say it. Let's go, man. Yada the King Radio.
I should never be constrained, cause I'm here to multiply. And no big for the flame.
Shout out the pro
butterfly on the one-way train, headed to the other side. Oh
yeah, can't you see I'm super high?
Oh,
I never be constrained, cause I'm here to multiply.
Oh,
I'm speaking for the flame, but I'm repping for the fire. On the one-way train, headed to the other side.
Oh,
his doors never close. God lifting me up, or I'm walking on my toes. Both favor make you wanna strike a pose. I'm never stressed out, cause I ain't gotta lift the load. No, give it to the King and hit the road. Where would I be if I ain't have him in my bones? Trippy when I think about the places I can go. I hear him when you talk, but would I see him in your home? Whoa, why you tryna keep up with the Jones? God, my provider, pulling praises out of stone. Haters try and block, I drive over the cone. You ain't gotta come, I'm built to stand alone. No matter what you do, the bottom line, make it known. If you ain't speaking life, be prepared to get the tone. No time to waste, every moment I'm a zone. Reppin' for the King until I'm gone, until I'm gone.
Can't you see I'm super high? I could never be constrained, cause I'm here to multiply. And I'm speaking for the flame, but I'm reppin' for the fire. On a one-way train, headed to the other side.
I respond like a trigger, connected to the King. I ain't have to lose a slipper. Boy for the light, so I'ma shine like the Dipper. World going at me, but I'm sharper than the scissor.
That's
Christ, I keep the staying together like a zipper. Leaning on my faith, grace flowing like a river. Games on the line, got the king as my kicker. Every situation, line drive through the center. Following his rules, got you thinking I'm a winner. It's how I keep it hot when the world's in the blizzard. No Facebook, still let you get the picture. Kid full of words, spit the pages like a printer. Eyes on the prize, keep it moving like a spinner. Word in the morning and the grind is my dinner. Diet is divine, every day I'm getting thinner. Strict weight limit, tone up so you can enter,
Can't you see I'm sick behind? I could never be restrained. Cause I'm here to multiply, and I'm speaking for the flame. But I'm repping for the fire, on a one-way train. Headed to the other side. Cause I'm here to multiply. Speaking for the flame and I'm repping for the fire. On a one-way train headed to the other side. Come on.
Yeah. Productions presents
Mark Arthur's debut album, The Obligation,
featuring Jay, Michelle Bonilla, JR, Shylin, and more.
Available now on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Bus Shop, and Holy Coach.
Check out Mark Arthur's new music video, Away From Here,
directed by Josh Wan and shot by Essa.
Mark Arthur's The Obligation.
Mark Arthur knows his obligation. Do you? Visit MarkArthurOnline.com.
Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith,
featuring
Campino,
Willie Will,
Oracle,
Chaser,
and Fulfiller.
Check out the single, The Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits, and allow Christ
to like totally cool.
Available at iTunes,
Amazon,
eMusic, Zoom,
and genuinelife.com.
Serving the fight of faith.
This album will fuel you
to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight.
Prepare for the fight of faith.
Mail's here, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
I think I saw your son playing in the street.
Oh, okay.
Well, aren't you going to tell him to stop playing in the street?
What? Restrict my little Bobby? He has the freedom to do whatever he feels like doing.
But there are cars driving by, big trucks. He shouldn't play in the street.
That's his choice. Who are you to judge his actions anyway?
Ma'am, I'm concerned about your boy. He could get hurt.
Don't you impose your values on me. It's judgmental people like you that need to realize that not everyone lives by your standards.
Don't you care about your little boy?
Of course I do. I always support his decisions and would never dream of judging him.
Sometimes the most loving action is to show someone that what they're doing is wrong. If a friend is making harmful choices, do you care enough to let them know?
Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
The just shall live by faith. This song right here is by some sisters in this area of Seattle. They go by the name Pursue, and that's P-R-S-U. And I'm joined right now by V-Rose, man. And V-Rose, we want to know how you came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior.
I grew up in church, and so, you know, going to church every single day and, you know, being surrounded by Christians, a lot, I would say that that's how I came to know God, but that's not really true. I didn't really understand my salvation, and so I was in a Bible study, and we were just in worship the whole service, and I really felt God just changing my heart. And when I left there, you know, I remember telling my mom, like, I get it now, you know, this gift God's given me, you know, it's for His glory, it's not for mine, you know. Yeah. And I just understood that, you know, it was a ministry that God had given me. I had a purpose for His glory, and I just understood that I was made for Him. And, you know, that's when I really believe I accepted, you know, my salvation, that Jesus was Lord. And, you know, it just became real to me that night. So.
No, that's what's up, man. So what are some things or some of the people that you remember that what we like to call planted seeds into your life that might have shared the gospel with you, even though you were raised up in the church? Was there any instances where you remember some friends growing up that were like, man, you know, Jesus is what you need in your life? You know, did you ever have any instances like that?
Well, I didn't have a lot of friends. But I would say I would be the one to say that, you know, I was always a bold person. I have six brothers.
Yeah.
Not had. And, you know, I was always the one to really speak up and say that kind of stuff. I can't really remember any one person that just said that to me. No, I wish I did. But, I didn't really need it. I was always a good person, you know, and I wasn't one of those people, kids who acted out or rebellious or anything like that. I didn't really have that kind of phase.
Yeah.
So, you know, no one really needed to pull me aside and be like, you need Jesus.
Okay, let me ask you this, man. What are some things that, even as a young person, as you were young in your faith, what are some things that kept you in God? Or things that kept you from even going to the world? You know what I'm saying? I know, especially as a singer, people heard you and they were like, hey, you could do this. I'm pretty sure there was, you know, other people besides Christians that were saying, hey, man, you should sing with us. What are some ways that you stood your ground and just stay in the Christian faith in the area of gospel music?
Yeah, you know, it was crazy. I've actually been offered secular deals before. Not only that, you know, I grew up in church just like most of my family, my brothers and stuff, and some of them, you know, don't really follow God now.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes I look back and I think, why didn't I stray? Or why didn't I, you know, I never turned away from God. I never have, you know, like, less faith. And, you know, I really believe that it's because I love God. I know that He has always taken care of me, you know, everything that I've been through in my life. And I've just always understood His love, even at a young age. And I can't turn away, you know. And so, you know, sure, I've had, you know, peer pressure, but, you know, on my first album, which was, it's not industry released, but I wrote a song called Separated. And it was actually a true story about how I was best friends with my cousin. But when we were old enough to do whatever we wanted to, I had to, you know, separate myself from her because of the things that she decided to do. And that was like one of the hardest things I ever had to do.
Yeah.
Because I loved her, because she was my family, you know, number one, and then one of my best friends, number two. You know, but I really had to separate myself from her because of my love for God. I had to be like, you know, am I going to be true to God or am I going to be true to her? And I chose, and, you know, it broke my heart, you know, to see that happen, you know, and to have that had to happen. But, you know, I've always loved God.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I know that's why. And, you know, I've been offered a secular deal when I was really young with Sony. And, you know, I told the representative, you know, I will never sing for anybody but God, because I know that God gave this to me.
Can I get an amen?
I always knew that. And, yeah. You know, that person was really mad and, you know, said some really awful things to me.
Yeah.
You know, but I knew that God had a plan. I never doubted it. I never, you know, was afraid that He wouldn't do what He said. And I know that's why He's honored, you know, His word now. And I'm doing what I'm doing now because I never doubted Him.
Man.
So
that's tight, man. So let me ask you this with the testimony. Now, you're a singer. You said you had six brothers. Are you the only one, like, that does music in your family, or are they also involved in music?
I have, you know, one of my brothers, I think he's, like, an awesome rapper.
Yeah.
He's not really doing anything with it, but he has some really, really good talent. Two of my brothers play the guitar and sing, just in like random bands and stuff, but none of them are doing Christian music, so
yeah.
You know, I'm just hoping that they will, but nothing bad or anything, you know. But yeah, I'm the only one that sings, which is amazing. I have six brothers, but I have a six-year-old little brother that I'm teaching to sing, so I'm hoping that when he gets older, he'll stick with him.
tight man. So y'all heard,
yeah.
V Rose's testimony right now here on Yada the King. This is what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to go to this new jam that I just got on the show, and we're going to get it back in with V Rose and talk about her music, her ministry, and we're going to hear the lead single that she got out right now in a little bit. But this song right here, man, is from the homie B-Shock. Man, this song is amazing, featuring Anonymous, D-Mob, and Top Spin. Man, y'all going to have to get your headphones on and listen carefully, because these cats is rapping so fast. You can still understand what they're saying, but they rapping so fast, man. We want y'all to check this out on Yada the King Radio. Let's go. Song is called Right Look.
Yeah. Top Spin. Let them know. Everybody thinking that I'm being way too critical when I step on the instrumental. When I get to chopping on them, I don't really care about the way that people looking at me. Unadulterated every time I got to chop it on them. Never will I ever take the water in and put it on the floor that I be kicking, because the flow is never watered down. Affiliated with a couple people that they give it to you. Never cutting corners in the bush. We never beat the ground. Never beat around a push. I'ma keep up 100 when I be running. Come and give them 100%. He running it just like the government. But these dudes ain't running nothing. All they really doing is just running their lips. I'm running your spot. They're running your place. Everybody hit the ground like I had a gun on my waist. But really, I wasn't packing a pill. It was the track and they feel it. They jumping and bumping the bass. Ah. When I jump on the track, everybody get back, cause I'm about to unleash with the gospel. From the front to the back, everyone get it cracking and act like a geek at a rock show. Cause I'm about to tell them about the only begotten that died upon the cross, but resurrected out of the bottom. If you don't wanna believe what I'm talking, I guarantee you're gonna see it as soon as it come back and it's gonna be on the bottom.
I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. Christ look. I got the right look. That's the Christ look. I got the right look. That's the Christ look. I got the right look. That's the Christ look.
Tell me what you're saying when you're looking at me, cause I'm only showing and exposing what the Father put inside of me. You stay in my vicinity, you see I got the remedy to talk like a believer, but then go and show you how to be. I will never change up my beliefs on who I represent or go back to the way I used to be when I was ignorant, cause then I'm kinda insignificant and what I say will be irrelevant when I'm talking about the one who's infinite. There's a lot of people watching every single move I make, so if and when I make a mistake I can bring a little pain. Situations try to get you when you're living by the scriptures, never see the bigger picture, think I'm with a little frame. But I know that I'm more than a conqueror and everything I need to make it, I know he supplied it for me. Server, so it ain't no doubt about it, I'ma keep it holy cause that's how I give him all the glory. One thing about me is I'ma do what he tell me to do. People lost, spending all their money buying everything the enemy selling to you. Gotta get your vision to the place where you can see if it ain't written in the book, then you gotta do whatever it takes to come up with a different look.
I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, Christ.
Here we go again, the top to top spin. Be breaking it down for the minds that don't know. Even to comprehend the lyrics that I can send will hit you in the face cause I can't stand the flow. Swinging to bring a delivery, shivering styles. Best believe when they hit you in the chest, you will manifest a cardiac arrest from the shot. Through the rhythm and the rhyme and the mic that I rock, I've been chopping and shocking the population. Ain't no stopping me probably cause they got me stopping like God's property. Follow me from the days of poverty to God's sovereignty. When he got to me properly, adopted me, unlocked me. The gift of life, it's in Christ. Nothing else out there will suffice. Ain't no competition to living a life that's driven and winning over the flesh. Stopping the enemy's vision. And I'm living it up, he's filling me up. I'm about to erupt and then explode. Cause I'm full of his joy, I'm full of his peace, I'm full of his love, I'm out of control. So, what they gonna do when I be coming on through? When I be walking in the favor that he's giving to do? Hopefully there'll be a trip to make it one or two. It's how I reach him when I live it with a second or two. Ooh.
I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look.
Fast and pray. Christian, I give you reverence. There is none like you and there will never be.
Through affairs of this world I couldn't see.
And I couldn't hear clear what you speak to me. As I consecrate you break the deficiency. Then you get into me as I get into you. Into my seat, Father, I thank you. You broke the chains off me as I drew back. From the flesh you opened up with no lack. It was like a match in me, you lit a flame. Now everything up here I see plain. Cause I'm in the spirit, living Holy Ghost. Hear a pipeline straight to the uttermost. For us to get through it, times there's no other way. We have to consecrate fast and pray.
And pray. That's C. Micah right there. His brand new song, Fast and Pray. I actually got to meet C. Micah in person at SoCon's release party, man. I've been texting him, chopping it up when I'm doing work together, man. And it was actually cool to just finally meet that brother, man. He's a funny dude, too, man. Real talk. He's serious, though. You know what I'm saying? He said it was cold out here, too. And we in Seattle. V. Rose. Man, how you doing, V. Rose? You enjoying yourself?
I am. This is one of the best interviews I've had this month.
Hallelujah. I mean, you know, I thought you were going to say your whole life, but she said this. She slipped the month in at the end to me. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, that's what's up. And let me ask you this, man. As far as you doing music, we know that you write songs. We were talking a lot about you writing, and this was a question I had to contain myself and wait for a little bit. Do you see yourself writing music for anybody else besides V. Rose? And have you written for anybody yet?
Yes. I mean, I'm a writer, you know, before I'm an artist. And I definitely will be writing. I am writing, yes, for other people. And I definitely will be. It's just, you know, it's one of my talents. It's one of my gifts. And I'll be doing it for the rest of my life. So, and I love to do it. You know, writing, I think, is my favorite part of making an album.
Wow. Yeah.
Because you have the ability to take something that's nothing and just make it, you know, so awesome and, you know, really create something beautiful and just sort of bring it out of nowhere into here. And that's just like why it's my favorite part.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Have you ever, went through a phase, or let me ask you this, with the music, when did you start, you know what I'm saying, singing? When did you know that this was your gift and you were going to pursue it? Because I've heard that, as you were talking earlier, it was at a very young age you were singing, but when did you embrace this as a ministry?
Yeah, when I was little, you know, I started singing in the choir. When I was four, my mom put a chair at the end of the choir and I would stand up there and sing. And when I was six, I remember, you know, God telling me that this is, you know, what he made me for. This is what I was going to be doing with my life. And I always knew that. And I always pursued it even since then. You know, I didn't, you know, wait for somebody to tell me that this is what it was, or I didn't really ask for anyone's help. I just, you know, I started doing it, and, you know, when I was old enough to get a job, I worked and paid for my own studio time, and I just, you know, got my own demo out there, I got a manager, you know, and, you know, I just pushed it myself, and I just always knew that it was what I was supposed to be doing, so I never, you know, did anything else, I never doubted it.
Okay, man, so you got this brand new album, I believe it's called Not So Average, am I correct?
It's self-titled V-Rose, but Not So Average is the first single on the album.
Okay, so she stumped me. My bad. So, V-Rose, the self-titled album. Just walk us through this album, putting it together. Was this something that happened right as you met, you know what I'm saying, Flame in Clear Sight? Or was this something that you had already been putting together and they heard the finished project and they wanted to put that out? How did that work for you?
Right. I have been working on it for a few years, actually, before I met them, Clearsight. And so by the time, you know, we met them, the album was pretty much done. And so when they heard it, they were hearing like a finished project. But I've been working on it for a while. You know, God had us, told us to just work on it and finish the album. And so that's what we were doing. And, you know, by the time we were almost done, you know, this opportunity came around. And so it's just, you know, all part of God's plan, of course. But yeah, so when they heard it, it was already pretty much done.
Okay, so man, just you have been working with Speck, and I think you said you've been with Speck for a while. For somebody that doesn't know who Speck is, or even another artist that's like, man, I need to get with some of the people that V Rose was working with. Talk about Speck a little bit, man. I know you could brag on him. You were saying, man, he's your favorite producer. Talk about him, man. Let's hear what Speck's all about.
Definitely, Speck is one of my favorite things to talk about because he's like one of my favorite people, you know. When I was 15 and I walked into his studio, you know, I was just so impressed with the studio life and, you know, singing. And I had worked with other producers that I liked, you know. I mean, I can work with anyone, but Speck just made me feel like, you know, I really had talent, and he believed in me. And I think he was the first one that was just like, you know, saw what I could be as an artist. And he's one of the most amazing producers. He can, you know, do any kind of music, you know, I've seen, you know. I mean, even seeing him produce songs for, you know, other countries in other languages and other styles. And, wow. You know, he's a student, you know. He'll study the style and then he can do it. And it's just so amazing to see him in action and to see him work and really in his element. But even when you're, you know, in the studio, you know, he's just so on top of it, and he'll help you to accomplish what you see yourself doing. And I think that was like one of my favorite things. That's why I was like, I have to sign with him, because, you know, he understood what I saw, you know, and he even saw beyond that and really helped me to develop as an artist and become who I am now. But, you know, you guys can check him out at speckhousemedia.com. And that's S-P-E-C, housemedia.com. He's doing production right now. And, you know, he's really reasonable to want to work with him. I definitely, you know, I'm sure everyone listening to this has probably already worked with him. He works with a lot of people in the Bay Area. But I definitely recommend it. He's, you know, so easy to work with and just a really great person all around. So.
That's tight, man. Let's talk about this album. Not only did you have a chance to work with Speck, you were the first Clearsight recording artist to be signed. How did that make you feel? I mean, like, to me, that was like, man, wow. Okay, Flame signing artists now, you know, and V Rose, which for a lot of people, most people would have thought he would have signed a rap artist, but he goes out and does something that a lot of us didn't think he would do. And he signed V Rose. Not saying that you weren't a great talent or nothing like that. I just want to clarify that. But you know,
no.
How was that working with Clearsight, man? What's that all about?
Oh man, I've just been so excited. You know, I was ecstatic when I found out, and of course, just so excited to, you know, start working with them. And you know, a lot of people did think he was going to sign a rapper, but, you know, I think one of the reasons why he signed a pop artist was to show that he's not just trying to build a rap label, but, you know, trying to build an all-around, you know, solid label with different variety of artists, you know, because there's labels out there, you know, that have pop artists but also have rappers and, you know, stuff like that. And so I think, you know, it's a great thing that he did, just to show the diversity of what he's trying to do with this label. But I'm just, you know, so excited. You know, being on tour with Flame has, like, been an amazing learning experience for me. You know, I've definitely raised the bar for myself as far as performing and ministering, you know, all these different cities that we travel to and being in front of people and meeting people and, you know, just a lot of stuff that I had to learn in a short period of time and, you know, just sort of push myself out there and do it. And I've definitely seen myself come a long way since the beginning of this tour in July. And just, you know, super excited for what God is going to do, you know, with this album and, you know, for the years to come with this label. And they're just an awesome label. You know, they really hear from God and, you know, listen to what he's saying, you know, at all times. And they're not, you know, about themselves, and they're not about the money, and they're not, you know, confused or conflicted, because they rely on the Holy Spirit. And that's something that I really prayed for in a label, you know, and everybody should. Because I was approached with other labels that, you know, I had to turn down because that wasn't a factor. And so, you know, I was just so excited that, you know, this happened, that God put this label together and that I was able to be a part of it. And I'm just so grateful to be on it, you know, and to be a part of this, you know, building as this label builds, you know, and just signing. They just signed Young Noah, if you guys didn't know. His Twitter is @RealYoungNoah. And, you know, he's a rapper from Atlanta, so he has the Atlanta swag. And, you know, like, we're just, you know, building a team here.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, so, so much fun to be a part of, like, a family, you know, a label where it's like a family, and we all kind of, you know, work together and, you know, do shows together and stuff. It's just awesome. It's just been so much fun this year.
You know what? You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to tell us, what was the highlight of the tour behind the scenes with you, V-Rose, Crystal, and Flame? What was some of the highlights, man?
I think the funnest part was we went to Europe, and we got to go to Paris, which I'd never been out of the country before, let alone to, like, an exotic part. And it was just so, so much fun, you know. It helped me, you know, open my mind and realize that the world is so much bigger than America, and there are so many more people to reach. And I think the coolest thing was just, you know, letting my music, you know, go overseas and seeing people's lives touched in a whole different country.
Yeah.
For me, that was the greatest part. But there's so many there's so many stories that happened on the road. But I think that was the funnest thing for me.
Wow, man. V-Rose hitting Paris. I think that's nice, man. You guys should have shot a video out there, you know what I'm saying? With the Eiffel Tower.
We did just like a fun, you know, video of us talking. The whole crew was out there.
Tight.
I think we're gonna put it up soon, maybe around Christmas time, but it's just hilarious. We were trying to do our best British accent and speak French, you know, because they speak French in France, of course.
Yeah.
And it was just so much fun, like, getting, you know, directions from people trying to speak French and them looking at you weird and laughing at you. And, you know, people would walk up to us and think we're, you know, because we're American, that we dance really well, or I don't know, they think we're performers. And
glory, hallelujah.
No, that's what's up, man. I'm gonna go to this song from you right now. We're gonna play your lead single called Not So Average. Let's talk about this song right here, man, because, I mean, like, even though you say you're a pop singer, I wouldn't even consider this song pop, in my opinion. But, I mean, you kind of got that, I mean, you could just sing, so you could do whatever kind of singing music you want to do. But let's talk about this song, right. Not So Average. What's up?
Right, well, you know, I think pop, first of all, is, like, not just the beat or the instruments, but also the type of lyrics that you sing and the way you sing them. So, you know, that's something that we learned from studying it too. So
yeah, she's schooling me right now. She's like, hold on.
A lot bigger than just the sound of the singer.
Yeah.
I know I do kind of have an R&B sound, but that's just, I guess, comes from my background. But this song I wrote, there's a young girl that I mentor for a while, and she was having problems in school, like, with insecurity, like trying to be like, you know, whoever was popular at the time. And I just remember being, you know, 9 years old and being like that, trying to be like my best friend and never really wanting to be me, or even never really even thought about it. Like, who am I, or what talents do I have, or what personality do I have? You know, who did God make me? And so I wrote this song dedicated to her and many other girls like her who are struggling with that same insecurity problem of just trying to be like, you know, the girls they see on TV or the magazines that they read every day or the girls at school. And it basically just says, you know, it's okay to be not so average. you don't have to be like everyone else to fit in.
Yeah.
And you know, you can do it God's way because God created you. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. He made you unique. You know, you're different. God didn't make us all the same. You know, how boring would that be? So, you know, just really made it to for girls and guys, you know, to look and ask God, who did you make me to be? And then to start doing that. So that's where the song came from.
All right, y'all, we're going to check this out. V-Rose, Not So Average on Yada the King Radio. Now let's hear it.
Who made up the rules of how you got to be? Picture perfect, everything so magazine. I mean, I'm stuck in a world where I can't just be me. So what if my nail polish always chips? So what if I prefer to wear my kicks? You know, models aren't really models when they're not modeling. Why don't you tell me something? 'Cause what I'm really wondering is how long do you expect to be following? Trying to be a star like them, it's not the way you're gonna win. Always trying to fit in.
Every word I said when I gave my life to you, but them games still get played, and I'm left with no excuse, Jesus. I have no question that you love me, and I wish I could say the same. Regretfully yours.
I can't tell you that I love you. I can't tell you that I love you. 'Cause you can see through my matrix, and you can read my body language. And I know that it's impossible to justify myself, but I'm so addicted, all this evil just to find myself. I don't mean to be ungrateful, but you know I gotta play for. If I'm not eating up the word, then who am I to be a servant? I won't admit it, pride won't let me own the lies I bought. But the truth is, all this time I've never known you like I thought. So
Can we go back to the start? When you came into my heart, I would be remiss if I continue to go another day not knowing you. Hey, I'm running after you, and this time I'm not looking for your attributes. Hey, I'm running after you, and I'm not just looking for attributes. I'm running after you, and I'm not just looking for attributes. I'm running after you. Now everybody has a story, but they don't always get to tell it. Precious moments feel like heaven, but it's like you never felt it. So what do we make of this temporary state of bliss? If I can't have it all the time, then why even exist? So what if I could introduce you to a man that knows your mayhem? It's not the attributes that make him, no, he's the one who made them. That love, that joy, that peace that you could never give yourself, it's yours to have, but in return you have to give yourself. So let me take you to the star. Say, Jesus, will you come into my heart? Say, I would be remiss if I continue to go another day not knowing you. I'm running after you, and this time I'm not looking for your attributes. I'm running after you, and I'm not just looking for attributes. Hey, I'm running after you, and I'm not just looking for attributes. Oh, I'm running after you.
Hey, don't tell me that you love me. You're playing games with the wrong one. You cut me out for your stardom. Name dropping, but we haven't met. Romance, but your slow dance partner is Baphomet. And you was born, but you can't live till you meet me. Look, I'm the higher power. You just want the form, so you deny the power. You want it for yourself. You can't see the truth. Look, you're running from yourself. And you just want a house, and I just want your home. You think you're there now, so I make the planet grow. Just to see me, but you just trying to shine. I see you acting cool, you just want the attributes. Poor feather, look, I have got it all, but the only way to see it, Babel gotta fall like Genesis 11. Until then your nemesis is heaven, and so I'm waiting on your call.
Can we go back to the start, when you came into my heart? I would be remiss if I continue to go another day not knowing you.
I'm running after you, and this time I'm not looking for your attributes no more. No, I want all of you. I don't just want your attributes no more. I'm running after you. I'm not just looking for attributes no more. I'm running after you.
What's up?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop. Hey. The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DaSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you DaSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads?
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. At the South.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast weapon.
West Coast fire is now online.
Videos
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms, online community, and most of all,
yo, turn it up,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online.
WestCoastFire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast. WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay there. Yeah, that song right there is Kristen Gray on Yada Da King Radio. The song was called Attributes, man. And we don't want to just chase after God's attributes, but we want to chase after God, man. And that's a powerful song. I'm joined by a powerful woman of God, V Rose, man. And you're doing your thing for the King. And today's topic is all about dreams, man. And when I say dreams, this is stuff that we might aspire to be. But let me ask you this, man. What, in your opinion, is a dream? If somebody is saying, hey, I have a dream to do this or I have a dream to be that, what do you think that is, in your opinion?
Well, that's a good question. You know, a lot of people have an idea of what they want to do with their life. So that's what I would say your dream is what you want to do with your life. An important thing to, you know, talk about when you're talking about this is that does what you see yourself doing make sense or line up with what God wants you to do or made you to do? Because sometimes you'll see people who, you know, have a dream, like for instance, you know, like American Idol auditions, you know, you'll see people on there like, my dream is to be a singer, I've always wanted to do this, but they just have no talent, like they just weren't made to be a singer.
Yeah,
you know, and so it's like, it's important to have those dreams and to realize that you were born with a purpose, but to also ask God, what is my purpose? You know, show me how to walk in my purpose. Show me how to, you know, live it out. Show me what I need to be doing. What is it, you know? And then pursue that. So, you know, my dream was always to be a singer, and God told me that's what I was supposed to be. So it lined up, and it worked out, and that's why I'm doing this, you know? And other people, you know, who have dreams, you know, if you're not sure, then just ask God. You know, he does answer prayer. He loves to answer prayer. So
yeah. Now, okay, so I mean, what you said is a dream is basically what you're gonna do with your life, almost in a nutshell. This is my goals for my life. And let me ask you this: how important is it that somebody like you, or somebody like me, or even somebody, anybody in the world, has a dream? Do you think that's very important for them, or do you think dreams are only for certain people?
Glory. I think dreams are for everyone. I know that God made us with a purpose. You know, God has given us all a purpose and gifts, you know, and talents. Whether, I mean, everything that you see, every occupation, you know, people are gifted to do those things. And, you know, God made us for his glory. And so that, you know, everything that we do, he'll get the glory from it. So, you know, it's for you to think that you just don't have a talent, or you just, you know, don't have a purpose, you know, that's a lie from Satan, because God made us all with a purpose. So I definitely believe that with all my heart.
Okay, so let's just stay on that. For somebody that doesn't feel that they have a dream, or they just feel like they're nobody, and we've heard people in our lives say these type of things, how can you or me share to them what some of the dreams that God has for their life, or what's the purpose that they may have in their life? What are some ways that you nitpick and say, hey, this is what you're good at, or this is what you could do, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's something that I've talked about with several people. You know, it's not really for you or I to say what their dream should be or what their dream is.
Right.
But, you know, it's important for them to go to God and seek God. What do I mean by that? I mean, you know, get alone, you know, get before God, and you talk to God just like we're talking now. You know, you don't
That's
have
good.
To use big words or
Can I get an amen?
Even be very literate. You just have to come to God and really talk from your heart, because God is looking at your heart, you know, when you pray. And if you're not talking from your heart, He's not going to hear you. And just really sincerely seek Him and ask Him. And then after you ask, wait for an answer. You know, when you talk to someone, you don't just ask and then walk away. You have to wait to hear a response, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you seek after God, He will answer your prayer. I have a six-year-old little brother, and he had been praying and praying and praying to feel God's presence.
Ooh.
6 years old, he prays. He prays every day.
Yeah.
And he really wanted that. And so every day he would pray. And then one day he came home, and he told my dad that he felt God. He felt, he prayed at church for, he prayed that God would love other kids in other countries and that they would get saved. And he said he felt God's, like the warmth of, and the love of God come upon him. And I know that, so that's how I know, you know, even in young people who you wouldn't think would experience stuff like that do. And so that's how I know that if you feel like God doesn't hear you or He's not, you know, answering your prayer, you're not really seeking Him.
Yeah.
You know, be serious about it. You know, when you really want something, when you, you know, like you beg your mom for these shoes that you want or this new cell phone, you know, you do whatever it takes. You'll clean the whole house, or, you know, you'll make sure all your homework is done, or, you know, you do whatever it takes to get that. And that's the same kind of earnesty that God wants when He talks about, you know, come to Him as a child. You know, children will do whatever it takes to get what they want. You know, and that's what God means, is come to Him with that heart, with that kind of spirit that you really, really desire to know. And God is not going to leave you there empty-handed, but He's going to fill you and He's going to answer your prayers. And so if you feel like you don't have a dream, you know, you need to seriously get before God and ask Him, what is it, you know? And then ask Him, how do I go about doing this? You know, I can't really answer your question about, you know, what is your purpose, because I'm not the one who gave you the purpose. God is. And so you have to go to the Creator.
Man, that's good stuff. V-Rose preaching right now. V-Rose, let me ask you this, man. Like, she's laughing like, oh, no, I don't preach. But do you even feel the, it might not be preaching, but do you feel your music or your ministry is going beyond your music at some point in your life? Do you feel that?
I mean, I definitely, you know, my job is to minister and to use my music as a platform to do that, you know. And I do, you know, if you've ever seen me in concert, I make sure that I get the point across before I even sing a note, because I want people to understand what I'm saying. Otherwise, why am I there? But, you know, I mean, I definitely do. I feel like I have a lot to say, you know, to my generation, and that's, you know, the whole purpose of my album. It's just to be like a testimony so that people can, you know, relate to it from what things that I've gone through and overcome, so that they can hear it and overcome it as well.
Okay, man. And I'm gonna ask you this one question: when does dreams become a problem with God in our relationship? Is there ever a time that a dream can become a problem to God?
Yeah, definitely. If God is not in it, I mean, if you know, God wants to be number one in your life. You know, and you can walk around and say, you know, God is first, you know, all you want to. But, you know, God is not looking at the words that you say. He's looking at your heart. And, you know, you can lie to everybody else, but you can't lie to God, because it's in your heart. And so, you know, it's a problem when, you know, you start taking the glory for yourself, even if you're not saying it, even if you're not saying, yeah, I'm so tight because I can do this, or, man, look at me. But your heart is saying it. You think you're the best, you know, and God didn't have anything to do with it, you know, that's when it becomes a problem. And, you know, God is a jealous God. He doesn't, you know, want anything put before Him. And so even with your own life and your own heart. And so when you start doing that, you know, that's when it becomes a problem, a serious problem, you know, because then God can take it away. Whatever God gave, he can take away, you know. So that's a dangerous place to be.
All right, y'all. V Rose chopping it up. Let me go to this song real quick. Dylan Chase featuring Lecrae. It's all about God. And make sure your dreams are all about God. We'll be right back.
There is no one like Christ. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the Son of God. He is infinite perfection. He is strong. He is mighty. He has never failed. And he has fulfilled every promise he has ever made.
They gotta ask, I'm like, yeah, no. Look at the Jesus piece. That's what they do it for. We on that piece of Jesus. That's why we do it, bro. That's what we do it for.
Give me more rave. It's not about me when I carry D's. They're free from the empty decree. It's about his love, his grace displayed, and his work on the cross and his lead. If the one that start waiting with me, but I don't get who never out empty. And I'm on that days on a dead day. It will be a shame for my end to start shifting. We all deserve nothing. Let's stop living like we're entitled. Why you say yeah, no, so hot. That's the problem. They're full of idols. I do not want to give it to the left. Then my best life should be right now. Hey, look at that, be true when I fail. When we bear that cross, let me get that crown. It goes down. Gotta get my scope, and I hope that I hope so close to him. No boss in the shows I'm in. Let my goal be them, we holding him. It's not about category, is what's it? We'll always be Jehovah. So the focus is on the soul. There's no the praise of him alone, bro.
They gotta ask, I'm like, yeah, no. Look at the Jesus piece, that's what they do it for. We on that piece of Jesus, that's why we do it, bro. That's what we do it for.
Truth on the shelf and I'm running myself. And I don't really do this for you, but girl.
Why?
Cause the truth is I be killing myself. People wanted me to say this. People wanted me to rap that. Whack. I tailgate Christ when I ride that beat. Yeah, the spirit is my GPS on the track. Yeah, homeboy, you can run to that. If they don't play about their paper, I don't play about my savior. That's why I got all these haters. But it ain't about them loving me. Nah, I ain't tripping on them judging me. Me and Dylan chasing the savior and they ain't budging me. I do this for the glory of the author of my story. It's almost bedtime, you better not ignore me. Cause while you looking at all of them pretty pictures, daddy turn them lights off and none of them kids listen. That's why I'm on mission, on the track or in the trap. I still got a backpack full of that stuff that I said on the track I did way back. You can get with this or you can get with that. You give me that beat and I'm gon' rap. But not for the name or the fame of the game. And I do this thing for the king, it's a rap.
They gotta ask, I'm like, yeah, no. Look at the Jesus piece, that's what they do it for. We on that piece of Jesus, that's why we do it, bro. That's what we do it for. Some drones righteous. Came under the same and divine is in human likeness. Our base city started it. I see, bro, we bought it. Try this, we giving you the bread of life by this. I hope you see the view. I promise it ain't tagged. No expansion, true word on my heart. Permanently tattooed. I'm frail and weak too. But his grace gets me through. Ever since I've been removed from the virus like Max do. Yeah, we on the bathroom fast, so does brother. Because even the guy here glorifies one another. Civilization, he is a centerpiece. He been a bitch with a sinner's piece. Ain't never in there be willingly. But it's like he was an enemy, bringing the victory. Oh, he is the purpose of life. He coming someday, and as that day gains, I pray you change and know the one way. Following discussions, ways. It matches on a Sunday. Don't sway, model grace. Call this life a runway, chill.
Yeah. club's about to be a party, right? The DJ's crazy for throwing this on. Hey, if you came to get it popping in the place to be, and you feeling who you hearing on the MIC, and you represent the bodies of your D.I.E., put your hands in the sky, sing along with me, say I'ma go. Hope to get you fiending for the rock like an addict. Asking why I'm in the game, man, it should be automatic. Now see, I gotta give it to you simple and plain. It ain't about the status that I'm able to gain. It ain't about the cabbage throwing it, making it rain. It's all about the wisdom you can soak in your brain. About the living messiah, who's known for making a way when it comes down to the wire. So why ya hating on me? I'm just going higher. Buy yourself a Bible, it can keep you from seeing the fire. I'm a witness, I can tell you I was on my way to eating what I couldn't stomach on my tray. But he came and got me, now your boy okay. Show you what the business is. Listen to the message in the sermon cut he's in the give. Definitely something to grow on. Seeing stars falling off in layers like the ozone. As high as miraculous, you wouldn't believe. Submitting to his will, all that you can achieve. All these haters do is run, I'm trying to deceive. They make my head hurt, I wish they loan me a leave. You probably catch it later down the road. Don't build your house upon sand, it's bound to fold. But build it on the rock, the ground can explode. Bet you have a testimony you can take around the globe. Tell the people you encounter, ain't forget what you heard. I know that God is living and he's true to his word. You're rolling fast without him, I behoove you to merge. Just a lot of God's man, but who you choosing to serve? If you came to get it popping in a place to be, and you feeling who you hearing on the MIC, and you represent the body to your D.I.E., put your hands in the sky, sing along with me, say I'ma go. Finna go all out. I'ma show you what I'm talking about. When I tell you that your boy finna go all out, I'ma do whatever it takes to get you to see. Living right is all that really matters to me. I'm the head, not the tail, what I gotta decree. You walk around in chains, but I gotta be free. Yo, I can't do nothing if I'm tied up. Study his word is the only way I'ma wise up. Then I can help educate my people to rise up, so they ready when he come to pick his bride up. No way you gon' separate me from the love of the king. Ever since the trade, I've been in love with the team. Went from chasing money, being in love with the cream, and chasing God the Father all because I'm redeemed. If you came to get it popping in a place to be, and you feeling who you hearing on the MIC, and you represent the body to your D.I.E., put your hands up in the sky, sing along with me, say I'ma
go all out, be my man. And if you guys got a dream and God is in front of it, go all out, man. That's, I always try to do that when I do a song or I say something. You know, I always try to allude to that. And since I alluded to that, I got somebody that is going all out. V Rose, going all out for the king. Man, I'm for somebody that for some reason haven't heard your music or haven't picked up your CD right now, where can they go pick up that CD and tell them the title of it again for them that are going to be searching?
Yes, it's self-titled V Rose. And you can search it on iTunes, of course. You can go to clearsightmusic.com, and that's S-I-G-H-T, clearsightmusic.com. And it's on there. If you can't remember any of that, you can just Google V-Rose, and something will pop up leading you to one of my sites. My Facebook is facebook.com/V-Rose Music. My Twitter is @V-Rose Music. I love to connect with you guys, so please follow me. I'm always on Twitter. If you are already following me, then you already know that. It's like one of my favorite things to do is tweet.
How many tweets do you have? How many tweets do you have? We'll see how good she is on Twitter. And you don't got to go get the
tweets.
Yeah, you don't got to get the official number, though. You know what I'm saying? She's like, man, let me go check it.
I have 4,149 actual tweets.
Okay, okay. So we're not too far behind you. Okay, so that's really what's up. So what does V-Rose, for the people that are watching or listening, what does V-Rose tweet about? What do you tweet about?
Oh, man, I tweet about any and everything. Whatever I'm doing, I love to take a picture, just shoot it out. I tweet about, you know, the tour, what's going on, where we're at, jokes, sports games that are on. I love to just, you know, if you say something funny, I'm probably going to be like, what are you talking about? So, you know, I'm not one of those people that doesn't talk back to people I don't know. I'm very interactive with my fans and friends. So
tight. And you also have a fan tweet or something like that, V-Rose supporters or something like that.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I'm not really involved in that, or don't know who's doing it, but I did see that.
Okay, so that's what's up. Shout out to them, you know, whoever's doing
shout
it.
Shout out, yeah.
We'll find out. You. We'll find you out. We will find you out. You dig? but we got one last question that somebody wanted to ask. What's your favorite song on your album?
Oh, my favorite song is Dear Adam. I think it's number 6, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, that song bangs. Yeah.
But I wrote that song on a rainy day, and that's my favorite kind of day. And it was one of those songs where we sat down at the piano, and it sort of just evolved from that. And, you know, it's talking about, you know, God telling us that, you know, we don't have to hide from him because we made a mistake, but that's why Jesus died for us, so that we could come to him, you know, and he can help us and restore us back to our place of, you know, righteousness in him. And so, you know, that song just really, really, really touches me, you know, when I listen to it, and I love it. So that's my favorite.
Tight. V-Rose, this is what you have to do real fast. Let us know what's coming up next for you. Anything that you're able to give out there, let us know. You know, just in case somebody's like, man, I got the album, V-Rose. What's coming up next? What's up next?
There's some stuff in the works. I am going to be doing my own dates. So if you're looking to book me, you can go to clearsightmusic.com, SIGHT, and the info's on there. So you'll be seeing Vero solo for a little while, and then we'll be working on another video coming soon. So
hey, I'm about to sample that. I'm about to sample that. You were singing when you did it. Oh, that was pretty tight. She said,
I didn't even notice. Oh my gosh. So yeah. So look for a video, I think, towards the beginning of the year. Right. And that's pretty much it for now. Again, check out Young Noah, Clearsight's new artist, at Real Young Noah on Twitter, and also go to clearsightmusic.com, and his info's on there as well. He's super, super dope. He should have stuff coming out soon too. So
tight, man. And any last words you might have to share with the people, V-Rose?
Yeah, I just encourage, you know, everyone listening to, you know, go get the album. It has, you know, something for everyone. You know, it's not just for the kids, it's not just for the young girls, you know, even though it may look like it is. I don't know if you guys know who Thizzle is, but, you know, he absolutely loves the album, and, you know, he does.
I'm serious, Thizzle.
You know,
yeah.
He will tell you all day long that Love Pursuit is his favorite song, and he listens to it before he goes on stage and after he gets off, you know. And so it's not just for the girls, you know, but it's for everyone. There's something on it for everyone. Yeah. I just encourage you guys, you know, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, you know, believe that he died for you, that he rose again, that he is God, you know, accept him into your heart and just confess that, you know, so that he knows that you mean it when you confess it. And I just thank you guys for joining us, and check us out, okay? ClearSightMusic.com.
All right, V-Rose, man, it was a pleasure having you on. Man, we look forward to hearing more from you, and we pray that God will continue to bless you in your ministry. Amen.
Yes, thank you guys so much. Awesome.
All right, you be blessed, sis.
All right, take care.
All right, peace. Yo, that was awesome getting it in with V Rose, sharing her testimony, her music. Man, hey, she's real cool, man. And I still am. I'm gonna go back and try to sample that. That thing, you know what I'm saying? It was pretty fresh, man. You dig? Hey, I got somebody from the St. Louis area, and I know Flame ain't there anymore. He's in Kentucky, you know what I'm saying? But hey, I got this homie Alcam, called Turn It Up is the name of the song. Let's get into this joint right now on Yada the King, and I will talk to y'all about the topic of the day, dreams, right after this. Here we go.
Yeah. Johnny Mac just tell a little homie they done heard of us. When the fact that I know that he came to cover with blood injecting my veins, paint a vivid picture enough to remember that it's enough to be confessing his name, reflecting the frame. It is a shame some people is out and desperate for fame, trying to get known in reality. He's standing in aim, professing his name. So I tell him, let's go. Give it up and get in, give it a gross job. Tell him what it is, I tell him that I know. My father got a 90 rolls in my soul, and change with it. I don't need no fame with it. Please come and come and bang with me. I don't need no change with it. Just a walk, come and hang with me. Come and fresh, still dangling. Hanging back in it, this not my home. This body is running, let it show foot drive. I'm in the backseat, I'm a sunroof, tell the whole world I'm with it. Forget my life, and about me, not for one minute, can't take her to high, I'm living. Forget my life, and about me, not for one minute, can't take her, God is my witness. Let's go. My father got my back for his bride, and that's affirming of so I tell him that Chris that we live and dice the game. Precious to kill the sick as a brain. Pride and shame, afraid to proclaim, denouncing his name. We suffer in pain, defeating the slain for losing our aim. We're jumping in the ring and never betraying. Now tell me what it is, then tell me who to blame. We turning up, we never had the will to turn enough. No purpose, cause no work to us. Persecution was worse enough. Discipleship we hunger for. The world still perversing us. We rather test our luck with no savior. Living out. Let God turn it up if you feel me. Let's go. She's the winner to the people that are living in the law. So we call the town on the hill. Tell me what the deal is, my God is for real. My life is so real, back is not real. Back is someone we feel more in premier. Christ is my king of my job and career. Everything else take a seat to the wheel. My wife, my kids, even career. I was the one in that living for years. But I tell him I'm out down. Give it up and get it and get it and come out. Tell him what it is, I tell him that I know. My father got a dying rose and we go where he went. Then we rest where he went. Can't hold us with cement. This life that he said, this life that he said. I ain't saying that it easy, but this life you can get it.
So good, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Feels like utopia, one of those things that you pray for. And I'm so thankful, ever so grateful. It's so surreal to me, yeah. But it's more about how I see, yeah.
Trying to judge you, all I wanna do is love you. I said I just wanna love you.
hey, it's alright, cause I see what's going on, but I don't see nothing wrong, hey, see I know they got problems, I don't really, 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 really wanna bother the process, let love do its work, if you can only be patient, love won't long keep you waiting, cause I really mean it. 143-0 undefeated. Yeah, I said 143-0 undefeated. So you catch me in the streets, looking around, shades on, looking at everybody like I already know. People walk up and they say hi, and I reply hello. Working on everything, planting the way to the heart. So you can catch me in the streets, looking around, shades on. Trying to judge you, all I wanna do is love you. I said I just wanna love you. Catch me with my love shade. Catch me with my love shade. Catch me with my love shade. Catch me with my love shades on. Catch me with my love shade. Catch me with my love shade. Catch me with my love shades on. Everybody say catch me with my love shades. Catch me with my love shades. Catch me with my love shades on. Catch me with my love shades. Catch me with my love shades. Oh.
Yeah, D-Montrell, the song right there was called Love Shades, you dig? And that's really what it is, man. Yada the King Radio. That's right, man. Duke is singing, man. I like that. V-Rose did a thing. Go pick up her album, self-titled album, V-Rose. Now it's on iTunes. I mean, it's everywhere. Make sure you go get that joint. You will not be disappointed. Definitely. I tell you, it's a banger. And that Dear Adam track that you was talking about, that song goes hard, man. You dig? This is Yada the King Radio, man. This is Don Cristiano. I wanted to talk about the topic of the day, dreams, man. I really like what she had to say. I mean, she went in on the whole topic. There ain't too much that I got to say. But, you know, I got a segment on the show, so I had to say what I can, you dig? But dreams. Are dreams from God? I definitely believe that dreams are from God. And the reason why they're from God is because, as she said, she created you with these things. Even the gifts that God has given us. The Bible even talks about before we even come to repentance, God has given us gifts. He has given us dreams. And this is what I want to say. Prior to us becoming Christians and following the plan that God has for us, a lot of times, the enemy would even use the same stuff. He'll taint the dream that God has given us, or he'll taint the dreams that we have to be used for our own glory or self-glorification versus God's glorification. And I think that's very important that we understand that hey, you might have a dream to be a singer, and let's say, unlike V Rose, you go out and sing in the world. Now, that might still be a dream that you have. It might be a talent that you have. And it can be the purpose that you have in God, as long as you are using it to glorify God. So, obviously, that means that you have to stop, sit back, and say, man, God, am I pleasing you with the purpose of my life? And I think, just like she said, as you pray, as you spend time with God and say, man, God, I want to make sure everything that I do is honoring you. As you do that, it's going to make a humongous difference in our life. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, we have to make sure we are pursuing the things that God has for us. When does dreams become a problem? This is a question that I asked her. It's when we seek our own dreams, or we seek our own glory higher than God's. We see a lot of people do this. They got a dream. They got a purpose in their life. They want to do this. They want to do that. And they're like, yo, okay, I could do this. Man, tight. I would love if I could put this together, get this here. Even Christians, sometimes we put our dream, or another word that we can use is our gift, above the things of God. You know what I'm saying? The things of God, in our opinion, are not on a high level or a high scale. We look at some of the stuff that we do, and God is not in the forefront. So what we need to do is, once again, take that step back, make sure God is being glorified in everything that we do. If we're not doing this, it causes huge problems. Actually, I saw a quote today, man, that was pretty fresh on Facebook. It said, failure shouldn't embarrass us. Failure should teach us. And let's say for somebody that's out there, you're pursuing a dream that God has given you, and it doesn't seem like it's working in your mindset. You've done everything. You've connected the dots. It just doesn't seem like it's working the way that you want it to work out. Remember, you know what I'm saying, what we're doing it for. Sometimes we get so caught up in the results of the gifts that God has given us without making sure we're sitting back and saying, God, you know, how are you pleased with what we do? One thing that I thought that was very powerful, the homie Chino Life said, he said about Noah. Noah was successful, but his success wasn't based on his results. It was based on his obedience to God. And we always got to make sure we're being obedient to God. We're following the voice of God over our own voice, over our own desires. God has to be glorified. And if anybody out there is saying, hey, man, I don't have a dream, I don't feel like my life has a purpose, as V-Rose said, that's a lie from the pit of hell. The devil wants to steal your purpose. That's how important it is for you to have a purpose. The devil, if he could take your purpose, he could take your life. You know what I'm saying? If he can make your dream you not dream at all, he could take your life. So you have to make sure you know your dream. But to know your dream, the dream that God has for you, you have to know your God. We have a lot of people living the American dream. And unfortunately, a lot of times the American dream does not include God. It includes they're getting a big house and getting, you know, a fancy car, having money and all that. But God should be the foremost, or at the front of your dream, man. And I think if you keep God first, it makes a huge difference, man. And in my opinion, that's what we got to do here at Yada the King Radio. We're trying to keep God first. All the topics that we come up with, we pray about them. We say, hey, God, what is something that you think people need to hear right now? And a lot of times it's people, the artists will say, man, this is something that I've just talked about. Or it's confirmation, man. And I love that. Look at what God does, man. And I'll say this too. Spend time and listen to God. He's not a figment of our imagination. He really does talk. Get in your word. He'll talk to you even more. And that's really what's up. This Sunday, I got the homie SoCom gonna join us. Man, we're gonna talk about the movement tour that he got going on. And, you know, he just been everywhere. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk about that and him continuing to move forward in God. I want all y'all to keep it 100. Keep it Christian. Keep it Christ. It's your boy, Don Christian. I'm out.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, 'cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabak da, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabak da, we yada da, we yada da.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com.
I always gotta keep my brain. Yada the King.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit YadaDaKing.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my brain.
Yada Da King Radio.